We have had trending topics that get removed because they're not allowed. Sometimes they slip through and then they're just outright removed because it's not good for them. So Twitter complains that they're, you know, censoring the internet, and it's a violation against Tanzanians people's right to vote, I guess, for their president. But what happens in all the Western nations when you have political parties and representatives like the Nordic Resistance Movement during the election campaign in 2018? Our leader, Simon Lindberg, he was banned from Twitter after, I think, he had an account for a few months. He was very successful. It was a very popular account because he had never really been on social media before in that way. So there was a lot of interactions with him. And then all of a sudden, it was just suspended for no reason whatsoever. The same went with Fredrik Weideland, which was also running in the election locally in Kungälv. And he was also banned after a while. These were political candidates. They were running in a democratic election. They weren't doing any hate speech. They weren't threatening anyone. They weren't breaking any guidelines. They were only responding to questions. They were tweeting about certain issues from our political program and some of the news bits and things like that. They got banned outright. And Twitter wasn't there with their fucking @policy account saying that, oh my God, democracy is at stake here.
Yeah.
The opposition is being censored on the internet. Fuck you.